Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All, and also the founder of the Wow Seat Media. I appreciate you tuning in to this segment. The Wow Seat Media features several signature production platforms, and on this platform we feature expertpreneurs from a variety of industries that provide their worthwhile outstanding works that I call their Wow Missions, and they provide this in their primary industries and also in the marketplace. You can learn more about our other signature segments by visiting www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. We'd also love for you to follow us on Facebook under the Wow Seat Media. Well, today we are joined by my senior star, cross-brand celebrity protege, and chief multiplicity officer, Tom. So excited to be having him back. He was also featured in the segment Level Up Your Wow Factor as a multi-level writer and publisher, and you can check out that segment in our archives. But today he's going to be sharing about writing is a sport, and also in this segment we will be featuring two of Tom's publications, Writing is a Sport. It's a playbook for getting started in sports writing, and then also Powering Up the Right, W-R-I-T-E Way. It's a food for thought, empowering emerging authors. So really excited to have him back so he can share about his work and also these awesome publications. So I'm going to take a moment to bring Tom into the Wow Seat studio here and ready to give him a nice warm welcome back. Welcome back to the Wow Seat, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Oh, you are most welcome. Certainly looking forward to this segment, and so happy that we have you here as one of our expertpreneurs for the Wow Seat. So always grateful for the wisdom and the insights that you provide. So are we ready to jump into this topic today?
Let's get it.
All right, so let's get it. So we're talking today about writing is a sport. And so just make it plain for us. How is writing a sport from your definition?
Well, I can just use an analogy with this one. For me, it's easier to,
But just make it plain.
Writing,
what is it for you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's easier for me to talk about they use the analogy of writing and golf.
Okay.
Okay, with golf, it's the technical aspect of, addressing the ball, foot placement, the stance, mm-hmm. and the swing and the concentration. Then you got the long game and the short game. One without the other one, the other two, would make you a handicapped golfer. And if you got two out of those three, then you might be a scratch golfer. But it's when the golfer is competent in all three phases, that's when you consider yourself a good golfer. So with the technical aspect, it's like with golf, it's a technical aspect with writing. Would a golfer take years of practice to perfect the technical pieces of, like, concentrating on the ball, swinging, movement, the hips, and your legs, and follow through. And that with writing, it takes years of practice to form a tone and voice to your writing. and a unique mm-hmm. style and language structure that'll work well for you, and it's what the reader is wanting to read. And writers got to work just as hard to form that picture perfect style, tone and voice that up to the reader, and you can only do that by writing.
Yeah.
And with the long game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And with the long game for a golfer, the long game is about power and accuracy. The intent is to get the ball off the tee and close to the green with as few shots as possible. And that's the same thing with a writer and his opening line, paragraph or the first chapter. You know, it's got to be powerful. It needs to be spot on and accurate, because you might not get another chance to capture the reader. And
that's true.
You know, mm-hmm. that's how you draw them in. And then after that is the putt. For a writer, you know, the short game is just as important. The cup on the green is like the equivalent to the climax of the story. You know, how writers approach that climax is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Even if your long game is powerful and the reader, you know, stuck with you the whole way, if the writer can't get the story to the green and in the cup, you'll lose the reader. And how you end the story is the way you end the story is every bit as important as how you started.
I agree. Yes. Oh, perfect analogy and perfect setup. Yes, I love the way you broke that down. And it just shows the discipline and the development. And you are so right. Every aspect of the writing journey and process is vital, as you stated. The way you start and the way you finish, yeah, that's what makes you an epic writer. And as you said, with that putt, if you don't, you know, make that connection to that reader, you're going to lose them. And so even if you have a great opening line, but you get to that middle part of starting to get in to build to the climax, as you said, if you don't have that going, yeah, people can drop off. And they certainly want an epic ending, because they wouldn't want to have started something and then it builds up to then it's not really all that. So, yeah, I love that. I appreciate you sharing that. And so, you know, with your writing experience, and of course, you know, I have played a major part in that, and I can attest to the analogy that you used for golf. Certainly is the process that you have been leveraging your entire writing career, because when I see the works that you continuously put out, you always hear me say, oh, wow, as if it could get any better than what was before. It just continues to progress in epicness, I should say, that all of your writing is just stellar, and you can tell that you use the discipline of the sports, in which, of course, you have a background in sports. And so all of this ties in to what makes you such a great writer. So we have two publications that we want to feature today of yours, and I know you have several that help emerging authors, so to speak, but wanted to zero in on these two particularly. So why don't you tell us about these publications and share at least one core concept? So let's hear about Writing is a Sport. Let's hear about that playbook.
All right. The first one is Writing is a Sport, a playbook for getting started in sports writing. Well, the most important concept with that one is, you know, the first thing any aspiring writer that's wanting to write about sports need to know should be obvious. You really got to love sports. And with whatever sport you decide to write about, it's a must that you know how the game is played, the history of the game, the players from the past and present. You don't necessarily have to be an expert, a statistician, or even know every sport out there, but if you love a particular sport, you should learn all about it and how it became popular, how to play it, and who that sports and that sports greatest players to write effectively about it. And the best thing for you to do is to focus on the major sports, like football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and auto racing. Those are the ones that you got to know about. Yeah, those are the ones you got to know about if you want to get steady work in the sports writing industry. And the more you know about each one of them, the more versatile you'll be as a journalist, and that'll make you more of an asset to any outlet.
Nice. That's really good. All right. Let's hear about Powering Up the Right, W-R-I-T-E, Way.
All right. Powering Up the Right Way, food for thought for empowering emerging authors. Okay. With that one, when it comes to getting started with your writing process, the best thing to do is just get started, not wait till you think it's the right time to write. To me, that's just like you trying to wait for all the traffic lights to turn green at the same time before you decide to leave your house.
That's a good analogy, yeah.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
You're right.
No such thing as perfect timing, right? Yeah, several masterpieces, you know, and bestsellers go unpublished, you know, because people decide to procrastinate with writing or won't get the necessary help that they need to move forward. And I can tell you, you know, from experience, and as an author of 30 publications, and having a mentor, a coach like you with over 200. And I learned over the years, it's never a perfect time to get writing done. Of course, there'll be better times than other ones, but there's no such thing as perfect time. And one of the simplest things you can do for getting started is take at least 5 minutes every day. You know, just write about anything. You know, sometimes not just about sitting down to write your book in a linear process. You know, just writing in general about something. Just writing in general about something might open up new ideas and creativity to make your work even better. You know, the key is to just do it.
That's right. Yeah, that is right. Wow. I love all of this, of course, and certainly going to have you to share where others can learn more about the publications and secure copies. We will have links in the show description with TomTom's information and his author pages and also his TomTom publication platform. There'll be a link in the show description to that as well, and then also these publications. But TomTom, wow, I loved what you just said. That is really a powerful closeout. Would you like to share anything else before we wrap up or direct others to where they can get the publications?
Yeah, you can go to www.amazon.com/author/TomTom. That's with the dash in there. T-O-M-T-O-M.
Okay, great. Yes, one of your author's pages. Okay, awesome. Yes, so you can pick up those publications on Amazon, and TomTom has shared his Amazon page, so you'll see a plethora of other publications that he has. As he's mentioned, he has 30 publications, and they are for different industries, but he certainly has more for authors as well. So, TomTom, would you like to provide any last closing words of empowerment for emerging authors or even a perspective shift for writers in general? I love what you shared in terms of giving them the encouragement to not think about writing in a linear format and to just start writing. For sure, I think that was a perfect call to action. But if there was anything else that you wanted to leave for empowerment, certainly would love to hear that before we close out.
Yeah, I got you. If you got the self-confidence that you're a strong writer, you're going to be an unstoppable force, and it'll drive you to keep going till you produce a bestseller. You know, it was just my belief that created a vision so big that I didn't care how many times I failed. I knew I would eventually
That's
get
right.
to where I wanted to go. To me,
mm-hmm.
that belief start with talking to yourself like a champion instead of listening to yourself as a victim. You know, it's
Ooh,
one thing
great.
To think positive. It's one thing to think positive and empowering thoughts, but when you start talking to yourself like a champion, you instantly recondition your thought process. You know, you got to believe with
Absolutely.
Power and conviction that you're the best at what you do, and there's nothing you can't do when you fully commit yourself. And if you're not a big believer in yourself, there's no way you could expect anybody else to believe in you.
Now, that is the absolute truth. That right there is empowerment 2.0 and then some. Man, that's incredible. But, of course, it is because you are the source of empowerment for sure. For those who don't know that, TomTom is also an empowerment coach and trainer, and also he teaches emerging authors and has an empowerment course for them, and you can actually find that information on the TomTom's publication site that is in the show description. So TomTom, I'm blown away here. I just want to say thank you so much for bringing this wow to the wow seat today, and that those final words really take the cake. Everything you shared, of course, was just incredible and extremely helpful, and I'm so glad that we got to feature these publications and also for the listening audience to just hear more from you and just these different levels and layers to who you are as a writer. And listening audience, there's also a brief bio in the show description that you can learn more about TomTom and his multi-level writing and publishing and also him being a sports success journalist, because he does help sports writers on various levels. And so be sure to check that out as well. TomTom, you have brought it to the wow seat today, and I words can't even express how much I appreciate you. And you just dispensing your evolution here and getting people ready to take that next step as writers and leverage the discipline of sports to help them be more successful. So thank you so much.
Well, glad I could do it.
And I am glad that you did. Of course, looking forward to having you back very, very soon. And I just want to send you away, TomTom, with another special thanks and many blessings for being here on the Wow Seat today. I just appreciate you so much.
Yeah, thanks again for having me.
You're most welcome. Thanks so much, listeners, for tuning in to the Wow Seat. Certainly, after this segment, you should feel really empowered and inspired, not only just to start writing and leveraging the sports concept as a discipline to build the principles to be a better writer, but listen to what TomTom said, especially at the end, about being a champion to yourself. Because that's most important no matter what you're doing, whether you are writing, just whatever the initiative is. You got to believe in yourself, and you have to be able to champion yourself and remove excuses. Don't allow yourself to stay in any type of victimhood situation. I mean, he brought that empowerment there, and so that is beyond food for thought and food for the soul for sure for you to be able to take away. Also, just want to mention again, would love to have you connect with us on Facebook and follow us on Tumblr. I am Allie Nicole Wow, She Does It All, and if you would like to learn more about me, please visit my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. I am certainly looking forward to having TomTom back on the Wow Seat soon, and I'm looking forward to having you join us for the next segment. And as always, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.